AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Grady Wayne Wilkes has been charged with capital murder in Auburn, Alabama, and could face the death penalty. Police Chief Paul Register says Officer William Bucher was killed after responding to a report of a domestic disturbance.
Those three officers, when they arrived at that disturbance, were met with an individual armed with a firearm. And at that point, he began firing upon the officers.
Two other officers were wounded. Wilkes was captured early this morning following a manhunt in Alabama. News agencies are reporting Iran has quadrupled its production of low-enriched uranium. Earlier, President Trump warned on Twitter Iran would face its official end if it threatened America again. Lori Lightfoot was sworn in today as Chicago's first black female and openly gay mayor. Her focus will be on crime.
People cannot and should not live in neighborhoods that resemble a war zone. Enough of the shootings, enough of the guns, enough of the violence.
Lightfoot is pledging to overhaul Chicago's police force. Customs and Border Protection says a teenager from Guatemala died at a Border Patrol station in South Texas, the fifth death of a migrant since December. The AP Shelley Adler reports the 16-year-old was apprehended last week.
During a welfare check this morning, the agency says the teenager was found unresponsive. While the agency did not say why the teenager was detained, it adds he was due for placement in a facility for youth operated by the Department of Health and Human Services.
A 2-year-old died last week after he and his mother were detained by the Border Patrol. Ford revealed details of its long-awaited restructuring plan as it prepared for a future of electric and autonomous vehicles by parting ways with 7,000 white-collar workers worldwide. That's about 10% of its global salaried workforce. This is AP Radio News. Severe weather is expected today in the southern plains.
The weather forecast is so concerning that school districts in Oklahoma City and other areas canceled classes for today. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
We are going to be seeing areas of large hail, strong winds, and tornadoes, unfortunately.
Who's going to get the worst of it?
Northwestern Texas and also into western and central Oklahoma as we go through the afternoon and early evening hours of today.
Later today, the storm system is expected to move into western Arkansas. Tornadoes hit the southern plains on Friday and Saturday, injuring some people and causing widespread damage. I'm Rita Foley.
Retired two-time Indianapolis 500 winner Al Unser Jr. was arrested in Indiana, charged with drunk driving. Unser competed 19 times in the Indy 500, winning the race in 1992 and 1994. He has been charged with drunk driving in the past. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.